USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says there are no more migrants under a bridge across the border into Mexico at Del Rio, Texas.
Approximately 12,400 individuals will have their cases heard by an immigration judge to make a determination on whether they will be removed or permitted to remain in the United States.
President Biden says people 65 and older are eligible for a booster shot. Also, people 50 to 64 with certain health conditions. He says too many people are still not getting the vaccine.
We still have over 70 million Americans who have failed to get a single shot. And to make matters worse, there are elected officials actively working to undermine with false information the fight against COVID-19. This is totally unacceptable.
This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Bingo.
You have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
The search for a missing Florida man continues after his girlfriend turns up dead in a national park. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Search crews from more than a dozen agencies are continuing to search Florida's swampland looking for Brian Laundrie, the missing fiancé of homicide victim Gabby Petito. Northport Police Commander Joe Fusel says they're covering just about every area of a vast wildlife preserve that they can.
We're looking through wooded areas, we're looking through bodies of water, we're looking through swampy areas, and we're deploying the resources to be able to do that. We have air units, we have drones, we have the swamp buggies, air boats.
Laundrie remains unaccounted for, and an arrest warrant has been issued after a federal grand jury indicted him for alleged unauthorized use of a debit card following Gabby Petito's death. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
R. Kelly's fate is now in the jury's hands after weeks of testimony in his sexual misconduct trial. The panel of 7 men and 5 women began deliberating racketeering and sex trafficking charges against the R&B superstar at his trial in Brooklyn Federal Court in New York. One of the jurors sent a judge a note to review the transcripts of testimony and evidence regarding a woman who claimed Kelly sexually assaulted her in 2003 when she was a 21-year-old radio station intern. She said she was locked in a recording studio for days and drugged before the assault. The 54-year-old singer is accused of running a Chicago-based criminal enterprise that recruited his accusers for unwanted sex and mental torment. According to witnesses, they were subjected to perverse and sadistic whims when they were underage. Kelly denies any wrongdoing. His lawyer says the witnesses are lying. A recent archaeological discovery is breaking records. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.